Less than 2 weeks before the recall election, a Milwaukee newspaper that has endorsed Governor Walker has released a probe showing that violent crime may be underreported in Milwaukee. Walker insists he's not happy to see the newspaper's figures, but politically, the Republican incumbent is using them to bash Milwaukee Mayor Barrett.
I think it's important for the mayor of Milwaukee to acknowledge that on the one item he highlights as an example of his leadership, as he claims it's successful leadership, the claim that violent crime has gone down in the city of Milwaukee, the facts now in this report show that that's not accurate.
Republicans are calling for a state audit of the Milwaukee Police Department crime data. Mayor Barrett says a federal analysis that Milwaukee police requested is already underway. Barrett says there's no sign that any crime reporting errors in Milwaukee were deliberate, and if there are mistakes, they will be corrected. Referring to the John Doe investigation into Walker's time as Milwaukee County Executive, Barrett urged reporters to quiz Walker.
And you can say, while we're on the subject of crime, Governor, can we talk about the allegations of crime in your administration? Because I'm worried about those crime numbers, too. I'm worried about the crime numbers that are coming out of Scott Walker's administration, specifically as they pertain to the activities that occurred during the campaign of 2010.
Walker again brushed off most questions about the John Doe probe, contending the Milwaukee County District Attorney has asked him not to talk about the case. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.